WPOI and WPOI HD1, St. Petersburg, Clearwater, Tampa. Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Here's Holly with What's Hot in Hollywood.
We found out last week that Maroon 5 is the rumored Super Bowl halftime show. And normally we don't have the rumors about who will be performing until at least next month or maybe November, but it's early this year. So we're sort of assuming that Maroon 5 is going to do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even though the NFL has not made an official statement.
Because we've had no other rumors of other people taking the headlining spot.
No, and it makes sense.
Yeah.
It really does. Well, now rumor has it that the NFL wants Cardi B to join Maroon 5 at the halftime show so that they can do Girls Like You. But Cardi B only wants to do it if she can have a solo set during the show.
You know what? I got to give her credit on that. She's like, listen, if you want to use my popularity and my fame right now, let me at least get a little piece of it. Because if I'm correct, they don't get paid for it. Because usually when you're on that stage, you're on the world stage.
Right.
And every person that performs, all their catalog skyrockets on all of the streaming services.
Because their music is being put in front of people who normally wouldn't have consumed it.
Exactly. So your grandma, who's like kind of heard of Cardi B, she'll see her and be like, oh, I like that nice young woman. She seems very nice.
Exactly.
And then she'll hear some of her lyrics and be like, oh.
Oh. we're going to charge.
But she will have, Cardi B will have made money off of it.
This is what I'm saying. So, I mean, no, they don't get paid. And somebody like Maroon 5 doesn't necessarily need the money anyway, but Cardi B would. And so, you know, I think that it would be fair to give her a little solo set in the middle of the show.
Yeah, I mean, let her do, you know, do Girls Like You and then, you know, segue into I Like It. Maybe Bodak Yellow. Maybe bring out J-Lo, do a little bit of De Niro.
That
and then
would
boom.
Be, well, I don't know if they'll bring out J-Lo for a second.
True.
I don't,
you don't
think
bring J-Lo
out.
No.
Out
you
for
know
a
what? You're
second.
Right. You know, I'm sorry. I retract that.
We almost got some kind of letter acknowledging that we've been cut off by J-Lo. Dare you?
No, I'm sorry. I was just speaking. J-Lo does her own thing.
Correct.
But you let her do maybe two or three songs, Cardi B.
Yeah.
And then go back into Maroon 5. Boom, we're done.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't have a problem with that. In fact, I think that it might, I mean, not that Cardi B is from Atlanta, because there's obviously a big music scene in Atlanta. And so I know a lot of native Atlantans. Atlantians?
ATLians.
Is that a thing?
Yes.
Hey, that sounds like aliens. Anyway, she's not from Atlanta, but I think it might help a little bit so that it wouldn't just be Maroon 5 in Atlanta. You'd have a little bit of Cardi B bringing some rap flavor,
right,
too.
Some urban, something in there. Yeah.
You got to give it something. So that would help, I think. Pete Davidson, Ariana Grande, we know that they're very much in love and all this. And we found out actually yesterday that Ariana Grande is not going to be touring for a long time. It was actually sort of a fluke. Somebody on her Instagram said, why buy the iPhones when you can save that money for meet and greet for Ariana's next tour? Ariana replied to that random comment on Instagram and said, you're going to be saving for a long time.
Oh.
Meaning she's not touring. But I mean, after her past couple of years, can you blame her?
Yeah.
She's taking a mini break from that touring lifestyle.
I mean, you have the money. You have the love. Take a break for a little bit. It totally makes sense.
It does, especially for mental health reasons. I mean, after the Manchester bombing and after Mac Miller's death, she needs a minute.
Here's the thing that I'm learning in life, not to get serious, is that we in America, we work ourselves to death.
We do.
And you have to take a second sometimes.
Well, we glorify busyness.
Right. We're like, oh, look, you work through sickness. You work through this. You work through that.
You were at work from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m.
Bro, sit down. Go take a nap.
Like, nobody's even asking what you accomplished in that time.
No.
It's just that you were there.
It's
which
fine.
Which is insane.
Take a break.
Yeah, so take a break. Now, meanwhile, on sort of the coattails of that, I had some interesting news about Pete Davidson, because he's still dealing with the newfound level of fame that that has accompanied him being with Ariana Grande. Obviously, he's famous in his own right for SNL and his comedy, but nowhere near the stratospheric level as she. Well, he said that he got a death threat the other day, and he said someone wanted to shoot me in the face because she's so hot. Do you know how insane that is? It's like, am I that ugly that people want to shoot me in the face? They're like, bleep that guy. So he has admitted that when he and Ariana are out together, he's had to hire security detail.
Wow.
Not that he wants to and he feels weird about it, but
you have to.
You have to.
There are just people out there that are that have nothing else better to do.
Clearly.
Or some people that have issues. And so when you're at that level, you got to take that sort of stuff serious now.
You do. So I would, yeah, I mean, that's totally worth it to me. I sometimes feel bad for Pete Davidson because he gets just crapped on so much.
He's like, I was just here for love.
Yeah, he's like, listen, I don't know how it happened either. Can you just let me live my life? Somehow she likes me. God. That's what's hot in Hollywood with Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Oh, we got trending in Tampa Bay at 7:30, and we want to make sure that you can actually go to IKEA and buy some stuff and not just window shop.
Yeah, come on.
We got $1,000 up for grabs at 8 a.m. It's Hot 101.5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.